From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Zahran Al-Yulush, head of one of Syria's most powerful rebel groups, has been killed in an airstrike east of Damascus. It is seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of the new peace talks scheduled for early next year. Unconfirmed initial reports suggested the airstrike that killed Al-Yulush was carried out by Russian planes. Just days after launching a major assault on Ramadi, Iraqi forces think they're close to recapturing a city from the Islamic State. Government troops have consolidated their positions, fighting their way deep into the IS stronghold, a final push for Ramadi. One member of the Iraqi counterterrorism team units thinks Ramadi will be liberated from the militants very soon.
Only a small distance separates them from us. We are watching them coming out. We have killed many of them, and our snipers have taken positions on the roofs of the houses of Ramadi.
Ramadi, a mainly Sunni city just 2 hours by car from Baghdad, was captured by the Islamic State in May. It was a major setback for the Iraqi government, which has watched the militant group sweep through huge parts of Iraq since 2014 and later Syria as well. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has dissolved the country's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place, a move critics say undermines the power-sharing deal signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has yet to respond to the president's action. President Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the peace deals. This is VOA News.